a graphic designer's brush with copyright catastrophe. Hey friends, Side Hustle School here, Chris Gillibo, your host. Welcome to a new episode. This is episode 2722. Welcome to a new segment known as Failure Friday, or this week's segment, I should say. It's all about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. What can we learn? How can we learn? In fact, I believe we can learn as much from failure as we can from success, if not more. So in this segment, you get to hear directly from a side hustler who has struggled in some way or otherwise encountered a difficulty. They're going to tell you this short story of what went wrong and what they learned along the way. So today's short story, without further ado, we're going to hear from a graphic designer who found herself in hot water after using copyrighted images in a client's project. Now, this was a pretty simple and reasonable error in the sense that, like, I can just totally understand how it happened. But then, of course, you know, it does create difficulty. So what does she do? This brush with legal trouble taught her a valuable lesson about the importance of due diligence. And no judgment with these stories, by the way. In fact, it's the opposite. I appreciate very much people who share honestly and transparently about something that that they did wrong, perhaps, or a mistake, because we have all made mistakes. So let's hear the story from her. Her name is Julia. She'll talk about this issue as well as what she learned from it. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
Hey there, I'm Julia, freelance graphic designer with a passion for creating visually stunning designs for my clients. Today, I want to share a story about a mistake I made that shook me to my core and nearly derailed my career. Yeah, it sounds awesome, right? It all started when I landed a dream project with a high-profile client. They wanted me to design a series of promotional materials for their upcoming product launch. I was thrilled at the opportunity and eager to impress them with my skills. As I began working on the designs, I scoured the internet for the perfect images to complement my work. In my haste to meet the tight deadline, I made a critical mistake. I used several images without properly checking their licensing and usage rights. I was so focused on creating a stunning design that I didn't pay enough attention to the legal aspects of using those images. I had naively assumed that since I found them through a search engine, they were fair game to use. I should have known better, but I was in a hurry. I submitted the final designs to the client and they were thrilled with the results. The product launch was a success and I basked in the glow of their praise. However, my celebration was short-lived. A few weeks later, I received a stern email from the client informing me that they had received a cease and desist letter from the copyright owner of one of the images I had used. The copyright owner was demanding compensation for the unauthorized use of their work. My heart sank. I immediately realized the gravity of my mistake. I had not only put my client in a difficult legal situation, but I had also jeopardized my own reputation and career. I frantically reached out to the copyright owner, apologizing profusely for my error and begging for their understanding. I offered to pay the licensing fees and any additional compensation they deemed appropriate. After several tense conversations, we were able to reach an agreement. Although the legal consequences weren't as severe as they could have been, the experience left me shaken. I realized that my lack of attention to detail and due diligence had nearly cost me everything I had worked so hard to build. From that moment on, I made a commitment to educate myself thoroughly on copyright laws and licensing. I developed a strict process for sourcing and using images in my work, ensuring that I had the necessary permissions and licenses for every element I included. Looking back, I realized that this mistake was my turning point in my career. It taught me a valuable lesson about the importance of professionalism, attention to detail, and respect for the intellectual property of others. To all the designers and creators out there, I urge you to take copyright seriously. Educate yourself on the laws and best practices, and always err on the side of caution when using others' work. Educate yourself on the laws and best practices, and always be on the side of caution when using others' work. A little extra time and effort up front can save you from the world of legal trouble and heartache down the road.
The theme of Failure Friday, as always, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. Big thanks to Julia for sharing the story. Mistakes happen. It's important to face them directly and move on. Not let it, you know, kind of get you down, or not let it define you, at least. Not let it be like, this is me. I'm the person who made a mistake. It's more like, we are human, therefore we make mistakes, and I'm the person who recovers and goes on. That's what I try to do in my life, at least. That's a lesson that I think we can all take away. So big thanks to Julia. Listeners, big thanks to you as well. I appreciate our global community of awesome people. If you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode 2722. Much more is coming up as always. New episode every day. You can always listen completely free. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.